I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show on this Monday, January 24th. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. If you're new to the show, this is where we listen to your questions and we answer them. It's our Q&A episodes where you get to ask us any questions you want about financial related topics as it relates to real estate, taxes, overall strategy. We would love to answer your questions here on the show. Our goal is to make you a more intelligent real estate investor on this program. And you can go to our website and leave us a voicemail. Just go to morrisinvest.com. That's M-O-R-R-I-S invest.com, morrisinvest.com. And you'll see a little microphone button right there on the screen where you can leave us a 30-second voicemail question if you would be so kind. Try to keep it to about 30 seconds. And there's plenty of other great resources on the website as well. We've got tons of blog posts and great information to help you on your real estate investing journey. Okay. It is a bit of a crazy week. I know if you've been following the market news, just to give you kind of an update here, you have Jeremy Grantham, who is a big hedge fund manager, who says that we are in the beginning signs of this crash that is happening now on Wall Street. The sell-off has begun. The super bubble is collapsing. We saw crypto crashing on Friday and Thursday and Bitcoin hitting its five-month low and you know, seeing so many people saying, but run into commodities, run into tangible assets, run into real estate right now, as everyone is running for the hills from all of these overly inflated prices on Wall Street. We knew this bubble was going to come down. We knew it was going to pop sooner or later. You have all of these artificially propped up Wall Street companies that were receiving billions of dollars in federal funding from the Fed. Of course, it was going to explode at some point. And now we are starting to see that. So because you're listening to this show, you are one step ahead of other people, understanding that real estate investing is perhaps the ultimate place to be putting your money and to protect your family's legacy wealth. So let's dive into three questions today. Our first one comes to us from Mike. Mike, take it away.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Mike. I live just south of Raleigh, North Carolina. My wife and I have owned our first home for almost 10 years now. And over that 10 years, we've built up equity along with housing values going up, obviously. We have equity of about $140,000 right now. And we are seriously considering entering the rental property game. I stumbled upon your videos by searching on how to use home equity to get into rental properties. Thought I would just ask you directly instead of trying to watch more and more videos. So what is our first step? Thanks.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for reaching out directly. I love an action taker, by the way. He's like, you know what? I could watch more videos and I will, but I'm just going to ask him. So thank you. And I will try to answer the question. So again, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't, and financial advisors are, you know, they make money off of you investing in the stock market. So, you know, but you got to say that. That's how crazy the United States is, right? So I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you where to put your money. What I would tell you, though, again, is if I had $140,000 in equity, an available home equity line of credit that I could use, I absolutely would. So the first step I want to know is, it sounds like you have that equity, but I don't know if I heard you correctly that you've already established a home equity line of credit yet. I didn't, maybe I missed that. If you did, I apologize, but that would be my first step, is working with a local bank. I would prefer a local bank, as we write about in our book. Natalie and I have a best-selling book on Amazon called How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years or Less. And one of the things we talk about is the local banks are always going to be your better friend because they know the neighborhood better than those national banks. So I would start there. Talk with them about getting a home equity line of credit on your property that you currently live in. And again, I prefer the home equity line of credit versus a cash out or a sort of the big lump sum payment that you get from a refinancing or other thing, because then the clock starts the moment they write you that check. So if you're going to do a refinance or something like that, you know, they're going to give you a cash out refinance. They're going to give you a check, and now that clock starts, and now you've got a lump sum payment. That's great. You've got $140,000 in cash, but you're also paying interest on that right away. So I prefer a home equity line of credit because it's a revolving line of credit, and I can use it for 10 years or even longer to use it, rinse and repeat, and buy multiple properties. So again, Mike, I always go from the frame of reference of our properties that we build at Morris Invest. You know, we build about 500 homes per year. And our minimum down payment with our team is going to be about $40,000 to $50,000 minimum down payment, okay? New construction, brand new construction. And, you know, our prices are, we have single families and duplexes, okay? So when I hear that number in my head, to me, that's like 3 rental properties right there. Like $140,000 in equity that I could leverage and buy 3 brand new construction properties in the best school districts in the number one landlord friendly state in the country that's cash flowing from day one with a full service team that would take care of you. So that's my little sort of sales pitch for what we do, but that's kind of how I hear it. When I hear that I've got just what, like my wife and I, when I know that we have that much capital that we're sitting on, I always want to deploy it. I don't want cash. I do not want to be sitting on capital. I want that money in performing assets as a tax vehicle. So Mike, whether you work with us or you go out and renovate a property yourself and or buy raw land and build a property from the ground up yourself and you do all of that, great. But get that out, you know, use that equity. You cannot eat equity. So take that money and put it, deploy it and put it into rental real estate investing. I would say, and if you heard my disclaimer at the beginning of the show when I'm talking about the market, I mean, literally the front page, just now looking on Drudge, end of market super bubble, literally just posted moments ago, as we are seeing, good luck, because we are about to see a super bubble collapse. That's what we're watching right now, as these stocks, the S&P 500, he sees a 45% retracement. I mean, we are seeing a plunge right now overall, and that's going to continue. So if I can put my money in actual performing assets that are a tax haven right now, given the volatility in the market as the Federal Reserve begins to pull back and taper and pull all of this money away from Wall Street, you know, we are going to see a bloodbath on Wall Street. And I don't want to be anywhere near it. I also don't want to be sitting with my money tied to the stock market or other areas that are going to get hit, other sort of collateral damage. So I would absolutely want to have my money in rental real estate investing. That's my take on it, Mike. I hope that was helpful. Get a home equity line of credit first. Thinking about how I can deploy that in picking up certain performing assets almost immediately and putting that as my other suggestion, I guess, Mike, would be don't blow it all on a full in my opinion. Okay. Again, this is my opinion. This is not financial advice. This is my opinion. I would want that money to go as far as I could. So to me, I would just want to be using that towards down payments. You know, oftentimes we'll have clients that will want to work with us and buy a property outright for cash. And that's great. But what we try to talk to them about is, hey, wouldn't it make more sense for you to use the bank's money for the rest and finance the rest? That way your money, that home equity line of credit, can go further. You can get 3 properties instead of just buying one. And then you get that cash flow, the tax benefits of owning multiple properties. instead of one. So again, that's my advice on this, Mike. I hope you found this helpful. I'm just thinking off the cuff here, based on the market conditions today, literally as we're watching this breaking news unfolding in the markets, Mike. So that's where my mind is right now, is on real estate investing. It's a safe investment, maybe the ultimate hedge against this craziness that we're about to see. So thank you, Mike, for that question. Our next question comes to us from Fern. Fern, take it away.
Hey, Clayton. Good evening. I'm in Jersey. It's about 10:30 p.m. By the way, I think you're doing great on these videos with the phone calls. The recordings is great. I know for me, I pick up a lot of useful information. I do have a question. I know typically the mortgage, you're over here in New Jersey, with some banks, you're allowed up to 10 mortgages to do for investment properties. I want to know how some people can get, you know, more after that. Like, what would happen after that? I would like any advice you would give on that. Because after 10 mortgages, I feel like, you know, that's it. When I reach my 10th mortgage for investment property, what can happen from there? Do I, on a conventional loan for single family houses, what if I want to get like a 11th property or 12, or, you know, have a goal of maybe 50, if that's doable? I know one time you said on a YouTube video that I think one of your friends in New Jersey had like 1,000 properties, something like that. But like, how do you, if 10's the limit, how can you proceed? Do you get a commercial loan, or, how do you proceed if 10 is like the limit for mortgages?
Thank you, Fern, for the question. I think a lot of times people will worry about these high level questions, maybe when they haven't even acquired their first or second rental property yet. They're really worried about, well, what happens when I get to 10? Right. And they're thinking way, 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 way down the line. And Fern, maybe you already were there. Maybe, and I don't know how many properties you currently have. Maybe you're at 9 and you're thinking, how can I go past that? But if you're at 0 properties or you're at 1 property, don't worry about it, my friend. Do not worry about it, because there are plenty of financing options that will open up for you. Chances are, if you've gotten to 9 rental properties, you already know the answers to this question. Like, you don't necessarily need to rely on me. But if you're just starting in this journey and you're thinking big picture, 50 properties, boom, that's awesome, man. I'm super proud of you for thinking that big about it. But just know that there are things like non-recourse financing available. Okay, that's something that we do a lot at Morris Invest with our international clients and regular clients who have 10 properties and want to go beyond that 10th property limit. Non-recourse financing with a bank, you have to buy the property in an LLC, and they are financing the property itself, not you, meaning the asset itself. We have a whole videos here on the channel about non-recourse financing. I would encourage you guys to go check that out. But basically, they are looking at the asset. They're analyzing the school district. They're looking at the cash flow from the property. They're looking at the demographics of the neighborhood, the job growth, the low crime, all of those things. So I love non-recourse financing because, you know, hey, don't take my word for the properties that we sell at Morris Invest. Like, come to town and see them, meet the team. But also, if a bank is literally doesn't care about you, John, the borrower, they care about the asset. They're watching the construction from ground up. They're watching the tenant being placed in the property. And that's when they are agreeing to finance the property again, without it being in your name. That's like a high level threshold of security, in my opinion, right? Because a bank is not going to lend on a property that they have not vetted, right? So you might have your own thoughts and fears about investing, but it's the bank's money at the end of the day. It's not your money. It's the bank's money, right? And so they're going to finance this property, and non-recourse financing is hard to get, but we've been doing it for many, many years. So we have great relationships with these banks. And so that is one way to go around that 10th limit. We have a lot of clients at Morris Invest that go past that 10 property limit. And that's absolutely one way of doing it. Another way, of course, is a portfolio loan. And so this will be a more of a commercial play, but we again have a portfolio program at our company where You can come in and buy multiple properties as a portfolio, and the bank is, you know, is able to structure it that way. So it, again, it goes beyond those 10 property limits that you would get through traditional financing. So again, and Fern, I don't mean to be disrespectful at all. I think that question is great, but if you, you know, if you are still focusing on that first, second, third property, focus on those things, you know, focus on really building out that before you have even worry about the 11th property. You know, a lot of, I'm like you though. I'm very much like you in that way. Like I tend to put the cart before the horse in thinking like that. Like, how do I get to 50 properties if there's a 10 limit and I don't even have two properties yet? You know, that's how we kind of think, right? But hey, big picture, that's why you're successful. That's why you're going to be successful, because you're already thinking multiple chess pieces ahead of the game here to get to checkmate. So good on you. Thank you for the question. And, you know, any way we can help you, we have a website at Morris Invest. We have tons of information about non-recourse financing. So Fern, come on over there and read that information on our website. I think you'll learn a lot more in detail about that process. Okay, our next question comes to us from Alex. Alex, take it away.
Hi, my wife and I are trying to buy a first rental property using our HELOC. Once we use our HELOC to put down a 25% on a rental property, the remaining owed, how do we go about that? Do we need another mortgage, or is there another way of going about it? We're confused and we would like to understand more.
Okay, thanks, Alex. So again, I'll just speak for what we do at our company, because that's, you know, we have a whole team and this is what we do, right? So if you came to us and you were going to buy one of our new construction single families or duplexes, right? And you had a HELOC that you were going to put down. That was how you were going to pay your down payment, right? And again, our minimum down payment on one of our properties is going to be in the $40,000 to $50,000 range. Okay, so you use your HELOC to make that down payment. Well, yes, then we have financing built in for the rest of it. So we work with over 60 different banks. So then you would have a mortgage for the rest of it. So in a way, now you've got kind of two mortgages on this property, right? You're using that HELOC as a revolving line of credit to make the down payment, and then you've got financing, traditional financing for the balance of that, for the remaining 75% at these low interest rates that we have right now. So that's how you would do it. There's really no secret to it. You could do it any other way you want too. You don't have to necessarily just work with a traditional loan. You could work with private lenders. You could, you know, have a hard money loan. There's other ways of doing it. You can actually, we work with clients where we're able to double up, combine a whole bunch of different financial products. So Alex, you may have an IRA that's sitting there that you might not even realize you can leverage and use as part of the overall payment of the property. You might have a 401k that you don't realize that you can actually leverage and use. So that's what our team is great at. When you book a call with our team, we can look at all of those different pieces that you have, and we can customize something for you to acquire your first rental property. So whether it's traditional financing, using a self-directed IRA, leveraging a 401k, using non-recourse financing, all of those things we can pull together for you. And it's actually pretty crazy. You can build them like Lego pieces. You don't have to just use one thing. You can use multiple things to build out your Lego set. And I had to learn the hard way. It's not Legos. You know, there's no S. It's Lego. Lego fanatics will yell at you. It's Lego, no S. Just thought I'd throw that out there. So if you guys have any questions you would like answered here on the show, whether it's about Lego, whether about real estate investing, hey, they kind of go hand in hand, right? I guess they do. Anyway, my kids build a lot of houses with Lego. So email us. You can always email us as well. Go to our website. If you have any questions, we're happy to help you. But more importantly, enough for you to leave a voicemail question. So that's what you can do too. When you go to morrisinvest.com, there's a little microphone tab right there on the front page of our website. You can see all the great information we have on the site. But just click on the microphone button and leave us a voicemail message. Try to keep it to 30 seconds or less. That way we can keep them timely, keep them punchy. No one likes a long-winded voicemail, right? And we will attempt to answer it here on the show. Now go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.